a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All-day resource for critical breaking news, traffic and weather, and conversation about Utah's most important stories. Listen on any smart speaker, the KSL News Radio app, and in your car at 102.7 FM. KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Good afternoon, 3 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan. Look at that, 60 degrees. We have some blue sky. KSL's top story, developing news on KSL, a backpack and a notebook. Those are the only signs of Brian Laundrie in weeks, and found alongside them human remains. Police in Florida found them in a park near a nature reserve that they've been searching for weeks. Our live team coverage begins with KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson. Paul, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Jeff. Officials with the FBI in Florida, as you say they still have a lot of unanswered questions about the remains that they found. They say some of Brian Laundrie's personal items were near the area where those partial remains were spotted, but no, they have not ID'd whose remains those are. Prosecutors in Utah say there were a lot of missed opportunities when it comes to the investigation into Gabby Petito's disappearance, then death. They say police should have processed Brian Laundrie immediately when they had the chance, adding that there are pieces of forensic evidence that can be lost very quickly if it's not processed correctly. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
Thank you, Paul. What happens next in the case depends on what we learn from today's discovery. KSL News Radio's Becky Bruce continues our live team coverage from the KSL 24-Hour News Center. Becky.
Jeff, if authorities can confirm the remains they found belong to Brian Laundrie, that doesn't necessarily mean justice for Gabby Petito. The United States promises people accused of a crime certain rights, including the right to listen to your charges and defend yourself. That means you can't prosecute someone posthumously. It also doesn't necessarily mean the end of the investigation. Authorities could spend some time trying to prove Petito died at Laundrie's hand to provide closure, if not justice, to her family. Live, Becky Bruce, KSL News Radio.
The manhunt for Brian Laundrie has led to a number of bodies of people reported missing now being found. The Sun reports at least five other bodies have been found in areas where authorities had been looking for Brian Laundrie. KSL News Time 302, a blow for Democrats as the Voting Rights Act fails in the Senate. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, Democrats failed to get the 60 votes needed on the Senate floor to begin debate on the voting rights bill. After announcing the tally, Vice President Kamala Harris said the fight for a federal Voting Rights Act will continue.
We're not going to give up. We have never given up, those of us who have fought for the right of every American to be able to express their voice through their vote. We're going to continue to do the work.
No GOP members voted in favor of that bill. In breaking news at this hour, in the last few minutes, U.S. regulators say that they will allow the mixing of COVID-19 shots for boosters. They have also cleared the way for both the Moderna and J&J booster shots. The House will vote tomorrow on holding former Trump advisor Steve Bannon in contempt of Congress for refusing to testify about what he knew about the January 6th attack on the Capitol. Republican Liz Cheney says the day before that attack, Bannon did a podcast predicting the assault.
There is no doubt that Steve Bannon knows far more than he says on that video. The American people deserve to know what happened.
Cheney is urging her party members to put politics aside and hold Bannon in contempt, saying there's evidence he and others conspired to create the attack. President Biden is setting a deadline for Democrats to come up with a compromise on his human infrastructure agenda. Senator Dick Durbin says he recognizes that both moderates and progressives will have to give up a little in order to make progress.
We've spent a lot of time, weeks, if not months, in negotiation. It's understandable when you look at the agenda that we're considering, but it's time to close the deal.
The White House is giving lawmakers until the end of next week to reach that deal. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
The Salt Lake County District Attorney says it's time to get even tougher on gun crime. He won't offer any more plea bargains at all for crimes committed with a gun. KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt reports.
Effective today, the Salt Lake County District Attorney's Office says plea bargains for gun crimes are off the table. At a news conference this afternoon, DA Sim Gill says the county has felt the effect of an increase of violent crimes involving firearms. And Salt Lake City Police Chief Mike Brown says his officers have booked close to 500 guns into evidence from people who aren't legally allowed to own them.
Salt Lake County Sheriff Rosie Rivera says this new policy sends a clear message to criminals about how seriously they're taking these cases. If you think we've had a lot of rain, you're not imagining it. The National Weather Service reports the airport has already received twice as much as last October. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly has the rainfall totals.
So far, Salt Lake City has almost 3/4 of an inch of rain this month, and there's still 11 more days to go. However, other cities along the Wasatch Front received well over an inch of rain since the 1st of October, with North Ogden and Springville being the big winners. But the moisture fell as snow in some areas, giving Sunnyside 5 inches and Park City 4. Forecasters say the storm coming in this weekend could give us up to another 1 3/4 inches of rain after all is said and done. Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.
Okay, Ricky, you have a groundhog who predicts the arrival of spring, right?
Right.
And to find out about winter, we now have the Logan Caterpillar.
Okay.
No, folklore.
Is this like the farmer's almanac?
Sort of. Folklore says that caterpillars turn certain colors when a harsh winter is coming. Uh-huh. And there's this picture on social of a caterpillar from Logan River Golf Course with fuzzy black bands that are wider than usual. And this indicates that we're in for a rough winter and that the first half will be more severe than the last half. So do you buy it?
Sure. See, why not?
I think who are we to question the Logan Caterpillar, right?
Mother Nature knows.
I question you, what's going on the roads this afternoon?
Dry roads right now. We're looking good. Sunny out there. It's actually kind of a beautiful day for a drive. And the heavy delays that we had on northbound I-15 from downtown all the way up to the I-215 junction, those are clearing pretty quickly. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
The Jazz tip off the season tonight, and my minute of news is on the way. Next.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.